All right, Jess.
Okay.
Okay. 10 questions, 10 minutes, 5 and 5. So 5 Hawks, 5 NFC West.
Okay.
Fair?
That works for me.
All right. I'll lead. Grade the Hawks season so far.
Incomplete. I mean, look at it. It's confusing. It started off with a bang. Obviously, they're in a slump right now. Russell Wilson isn't himself. We've seen a defense unlike any other under Pete Carroll. And, you know, people are calling for Ken Norton Jr. Pete Carroll is the defensive mastermind behind the way that this team is constructed. And, you know, the pieces that they've added should have helped a lot. Everybody was worried about the pass rush. Rightfully so. I get it. And it's just they're not getting enough quarterback. I mean, actually, they did have 7 sacks the other week, which was high, but it was in a loss. So when you look at those stats, they don't really matter if there's not a W up there.
I'm going to press you. You got to give them a grade.
Give them a grade?
This isn't pass fail.
I'd say C plus at this point.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's only due to the disappointment of the first or the last 2 games. I think that they have a lot to live up to given their hot start.
Jess, there's been a lot of injuries, and a lot is probably putting it lightly. I tried to make a little joke that the list is injury reports generally longer than a Trader Joe's grocery list.
Go with CBS. Night.
Yeah. But I want to talk about some of the offseason acquisitions of Bruce Irving, Marquise Blair, and on the offensive side of the ball with Dorsett. Are we going to see any of the trio there on the field at all this year?
No. Bruce tore his ACL. Philip Dorsett had surgery, and I can confidently say we will not see him. I think Pete Carroll gave a monthly update, but, you know, and that's just the, you know, assumed recovery time for the type of surgery that he had. And I just don't see it happening. And I don't think they're going to press him back if he's not 100%. I think that they would be looking beyond this season if they are. And who was the third person you asked about? Marquise Blair?
Marquise Blair, yeah.
I have not heard about him in a long time. I don't think, I mean, he's not on the injury. Is he on injured reserve? He might be.
He is on IR.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't expect him back this year.
0-3. All right.
All right. But I can tell you, you might be asking this question, though. Ask about the running backs?
No, I was going to get there, but how about I go with a little Josh Gordon first? Antonio Brown's back, breaking security cameras out in Tampa. Where's Josh Gordon?
Still not reinstated. And it's a travesty that Antonio Brown is in the league and Josh Gordon isn't. I understand that Josh Gordon has been given multiple chances. And Roger Goodell, in the last time he addressed him, actually sounded empathetic for Roger. And he seemed to actually treat Josh as a person and not a number. The thing that bothers me is that Josh Gordon's inflictions, whatever you want to call them, you know, the things that he has done have been self-inflicted wounds. Yeah. And there aren't victims except for, you know, the teammates that are left in the wake that don't have him on the field, and the coaches obviously as well. But how can you look at someone you can look across the league and find more egregious circumstances. Mm-hmm. The fact that he has not been reinstated while so many others are is just it's befuddling to me.
Can you give us a probability of seeing them?
I can't, because it's up to the league. I mean, I'm not given any more information that is released by the league week to week. So I wish I could, and nobody can. I mean, the Seahawks want to sign him. That's their plan. I don't know if there's paperwork that they already have. I believe they have, but it's not official until he's reinstated. So I just hope, because I care a lot about that guy. I don't know. There's been so many in-depth stories on what he suffered as a child and the fact that he's been dealing with substance abuse issues his entire life. Also, he's got the performance-enhancing drugs, and sometimes those coincide with each other. It is, because a lot of people don't know this. I don't know what substance he had violated with, but a lot of people will take certain substances to flush their systems of marijuana. Yep. And those are technically considered performance, or I'm sorry, the banned substances, not performance, and but they all fall under that same category. And without knowing exactly what it was that he took, I mean, I was hoping that was what it was, that he smoked pot and took something to mask it. But they all just get called banned substances and violating the drug use policy. And it's sad because you assume the worst when you hear that.
I think we'd both agree with you that if Antonio Brown is indeed in the league and playing and getting paid to play, that Josh Gordon's on the wrong end of that equation there.
Yeah, he absolutely is. Yeah.
All right, now to the question that you wanted to answer preemptively, but let's talk about Rashad Penny and the running backs as a whole. We had a trio of Travis Homer, DJ Dallas, and Alex Irish Jig Collins in the backfield last week. Does that change at all coming up with the Cards? And what's the outlook for, say, the next 3 to 4 weeks for the backfield?
Well, Carlos Hyde is returning, so that's pretty good. Chris Carson today's injury report remained questionable. And well, a lot of guys were ruled out for this game. So if they press him into action, it won't be at 100%. So even if he is active, I'd expect him to be on a pitch count when it came to plays. I do think if Carlos Hyde is ready to go, as he appears to be, that we'll see more of him. But Alex Collins was the guy last week. I mean, he scored the first touchdown for the Seahawks in last week's game, and he looked pretty good. And he hadn't played football in a year.
Yeah.
So I'll give him a lot of credit for coming back. You know, even though I don't think anyone's happy when they're traded, but he was happy to come back here. He was obviously pretty successful in his first couple years with Baltimore, but it just didn't really work out for him there at the end. And so, I would expect Alex Collins to get the lion's share this week, even though DJ Dallas shined in his debut as a starter. But, I mean, he'll be there.
Yeah.
I would expect it, depending on whether or not Carson can go, to be Alex Collins, Carlos Hyde, kind of maybe splitting those, and then DJ Dallas, Chris Carson to be behind them.
I think we'd all agree as Hawks fans, a trio of Hyde, Carson, and Collins would be very comfortable with, although Homer and Dallas did serve us pretty decently in the interim.
Yeah, Homer's doubtful. I don't think we're going to see him. He had a hand injury in last week's game that took him off the field. So we'll see. But if he's doubtful, I don't expect him to be active.
Okay. Last question for you. Talking about the playoffs, we shouldn't be talking about the playoffs, but I feel like we do at this point, so I'm going to ask it. So 7 teams in the playoffs this year, Jess. We were on top for a bit, getting that number 1 seed. Right now, we're the number 7 seed. The only teams we will not have played in the NFC will be the Bucks and Packers. First round matchup, what matchup specifically would give you the Friday or Saturday night scaries if you're Pete Carroll?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, you just mentioned 2 of them. Those 2, the Packers absolutely would. And if there's a chance, which I think could happen, they could face an NFC West team technically. Mm-hmm. So I'd be scared of the Cardinals, honestly. I'm a little nervous going into tomorrow night's game. Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins, they're legit. Yeah, with the inability to get to the quarterback as much as they'd like to, and looking at the mobility Kyler has, I mean, everybody wants to talk about that, but he also has an arm. And that kid has one of the top weapons in the entire league in DeAndre Hopkins. So, yeah, that would frighten me. Yeah, but, yeah, who else?
I don't know. Bill O'Brien was doing during that catch? Like just witnessing Hopkins single-handedly winning that game. Now Kyler had to throw the ball, but
yeah, but he was triple covered. So, yeah. Bill O'Brien maybe pouring a stiff one. I don't know if he's a drinker, but that's probably what I'd be doing.
Might be looking at the unemployment classifieds here shortly too.
Yeah, all right, well, he already is.
We might use him as our intern.
There you go.
All right, Jess. So sticking with the NFC West and playoffs, right now there's a 3-way tie for first place. How many teams from the NFC West do you think will make the playoffs this year?
I think 2. I think two will make it. I know that everybody was talking about potentially three this year, which is a little bit crazy. But yeah, I definitely think that two are going to make it, and it is between those three teams. Someone's going to be the odd man out, and I think we're going to have to see what the rest of the season holds for the Seahawks to determine if they'll make a run.
All right. Now, if we look at all of the NFC West and we look at Jess's power rankings, knowing the schedule, who they've played against, do any of the teams from the NFC West rank in your top five in all of the NFC?
I would put the Cardinals right in the mix right now. I'd probably put them at number five because I think they're getting stronger as the season progresses. But yeah, I would put them at the top of the NFC West, and definitely I could see them in that top five.
You mentioned Kyler. So Ben and I have kind of said, you know, Kyler's Russ 2.0, but I don't think that's fair to Kyler because he's his own person. How would you compare and contrast Russ versus Kyler Murray?
I get the similarities because they're both mobile and they're both shorter in stature, but that's really it. They're completely different quarterbacks. And Kyler's obviously faster. Russ is thicker. I think Russ can take more hits than Kyler can, honestly, just because of the way he's built and the way he trains his body to be able to take impact. So I would say the quickness of Kyler, I think Russ has it's kind of stupid to say after the way last week's game against the Bills ended, but I was going to say Russ's accuracy. Maybe let's just wipe the last two games off the table, but Russ has this amazing touch on a ball that, you know, he can drop it in the bucket where only someone like, you know, Tyler Lockett, who is outsized in almost every matchup he faces on the defensive backside. I mean, you could throw a jump ball up to DK Metcalf, but the way he finds Tyler and drops it in the bucket. And he's done the same thing to David Moore, I should say. Yeah. It's not just Tyler, but that connection has always been really strong. So I'm not saying that Kyler doesn't have that. I'm just saying that that's something that he will have yet to live up to. But man, that kid can zip around the field. And the escapability and the mobility, sure, I think that's fair. But they both do it in such different ways.
They do. Yeah. And I was watching the NFL Network the other day, and I think they said Kyler's on pace to throw for 4,000 yards and run for 1,000, and he'd be the first quarterback to do that, which is crazy.
Yeah.
That's something funny for Russ to live up to, huh?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Now we're comparing Russ to Kyler instead of Kyler to Russ.
You're right.
Now, if we move over to the defensive side of the ball, I'm not choosing any Seahawks, so you don't have to be impartial here. You got to start one. You got to bench one, and you got to cut one.
Okay.
We're going a healthy Bosa for the Niners, Aaron Donald, and Chandler Jones. You got to start one, bench one, cut one, assuming they're all healthy.
That's tough.
Oh, that is. I got to start Bosa. I'm going to bench Aaron Donald just out of spite. But I still want him on my roster. Oh, man, this is like a really bad game.
What are you going to say to Chandler when you cut him?
Oh,
yeah. See you.
Come back to me one day.
Hopefully he makes it through waivers.
Yeah, exactly.
Just clear waivers.
Would never happen. Yeah, no, that's what I would do, unfortunately. Man, oof, that hurts.
Yeah, there wasn't a right answer there. I kind of set you up for failure with that one. All right, now the bonus question. I see on Twitter you are a dog lover.
Yes.
So if I was in the market for the dog, I am in a market for a dog, and I'm looking at a bulldog, a toy husky, and an Australian shepherd. If you were me, which dog would you get and why?
Why don't you need start, bench, and cut?
Yeah, no, don't make me cut a dog.
No.
Okay, I need to know what type of lifestyle you have to make that decision.
Live by the beach, active, no backyard. So I would have to get a dog who's willing to walk and get out there and exercise.
And the bulldog's cut.
And one who would be willing to watch the 49ers with me on Sunday.
Oof. I'm going to rescue them all. Okay, let's see. So we're down to the toy husky and the Australian Shepherd. I go with the Australian Shepherd, especially if you're going to the beach a lot and you're active, because they could probably, I mean, they're high energy dogs, but I do know some who have lived in condos. And as long as they get outside and get their exercise, they're great. And they're really fun to play with in that running scenario. I mean, fetch all day. And if you're going to take the dog to the beach, that'd be wonderful. And yeah, they're really good too. They're, you can train them very, very well because they're herding dogs. And so they learn really fast. I would go with the Australian Shepherd.
All right. I like it.
And you better adopt.
Definitely.
Go to the shelter. Go to a rescue.
What should we name it? Or what should Kyle name it?
Mm. Bosa?
I was just going to say that. I was going to say Bosa Jr. Isn't it funny when you go to a dog park and people are like, Griffey?
Yeah.
Sherman.
Yeah. Like, Russ.
Okay. Russ. Yeah. Russell. Yeah. That one always gets me a little bit.
All right, Jess, last question before we let you go.
Go.
Bold prediction from you. The clock hits zero on the Hawks season this year. What's the final score? Who's the opponent? And the Hawks, are the Hawks taking that 6-hour flight back from Tampa with the Lombardi Trophy in hand?
Whoa, we're going all the way to Super Bowl. okay, so the clock hits zero. Who are they playing? What you're assuming is the Super Bowl if they get that.
No, I'm saying you don't have to. It's a yes or no question, then you can back into the other two. So is it the Super Bowl?
No.
Okay.
It is not. So the clock at zero. I'm sorry. You went this. I'm supposed to go backwards. I don't know. It's not the Super Bowl. It is the divisional round of the playoffs. And who are they playing? The Rams.
Ooh.
No.
Oh, no. Good thing you didn't piss off Aaron Donald.
So wait, time out. Let's go back. I wish I could rewind this because you said there's only going to be two NFC West teams that make the playoffs.
Oh, that's true. And I thought it was the Cardinals are in my top five.
That's fine. The Cardinals fall out of the playoffs. Kay Wynn said that the other day. So.
Yeah, this is just your power
on the second half of the season. Hold on.
As of today, they can fall out.
I had to reverse engineer this whole question. So I'm not on it right now. Okay, it's not the Rams. Who is it? It's the Bucks.
Okay.
Yeah. That's actually sounds a little more accurate to me.
Brady takes down Russ again.
No, he gets hurt before then.
Who's the Bucks backup?
I don't even know.
Is it Gabbert?
That sounds accurate, but Gabbert spends
if a lot
of time. If
we get beat by Blaine Gabbert, we got other issues. All right, Jess, thank you for spending the time with us.
You're welcome for horrible awesome. Predictions.
You're awesome. Good luck with the health board and everything.
Thank you.
Congrats on the new position.
Thank you. Stay well. Tune in. I'll be sideline reporting for your Seahawks tomorrow night.
Maybe we'll call the little Australian Shepherd Mac.
It's a good dog name.
That is a great dog name.
All right. Mac. Next time I'm on with you, you can make that my little nickname on the bottom.
I will. Thanks, Jess.
Bye, Jess. Guys.